Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our Macro Minute for Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So as always, we'll start with our executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, will U.S. inflation data destabilize asset markets? Our answer is no, but the February data predate the ongoing energy price shock. Investors should expect reported inflation to misbehave on a transitory basis before resuming its downtrend. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. In the U.S., the February NFIB Small Business Optimism and New York Fed Survey of Consumer Expectations data were generally unsupportive of our grid model outlook for accelerating growth. The growth indicators in the February NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey were unsupportive of our Paradigm C theme. Recall that our Paradigm C theme is the administration's choice to, quote, run the economy hot. That's the grow phase of the cut, grow, print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance in the Treasury bond market, which has remained our core research view for almost 3 years. The sales and earnings indicators in the February NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey were generally unsupportive of our Paradigm C theme. The household income, spending, taxes, and credit indicators in the February NFIB Survey of Consumer Expectations data were generally unsupportive of our Paradigm C theme as well. Elsewhere, in the Eurozone, the March Sentix Investor Confidence Survey data supported our outlook for moderating growth. In Japan, the February Machine Tool Orders data, February Economy Watchers Survey, Japan Household Spending data, and final Q4 GDP data generally supported our outlook for stable growth. Recall that Japan Machine Tool Orders are among the best leading indicators of the global industrial cycle and global growth broadly. Transitioning to the inflation cycle, the February CPI, NFIB, and New York Fed Survey Consumer Expectations data were generally supportive of our grid model outlook for stable inflation. The weak negative impulses in headline CPI and energy CPI in February were supportive of our continued disinflation, driven primarily by housing and labor thesis. The strong positive impulses in core CPI, core services CPI, and supercore CPI in February were unsupportive of our continued disinflation, driven primarily by housing and labor thesis. The weak negative impulses in core goods CPI and shelter CPI were supportive, however. The 2 basis point contribution to month-over-month headline CPI and 19 basis point contribution to year-over-year headline CPI from core goods in February is supportive of our view that the investing public was misled by mainstream economists and media outlets for their overselling of the impact of tariffs upon inflation and the U.S. economy broadly. The price indicators in the February NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey were supportive of our continued disinflation driven primarily by housing and labor thesis. The CPI and home price inflation indicators in the February New York Survey of Consumer Expectations were also supportive of our continued disinflation driven primarily by housing and labor thesis. And finally, the CPI categories indicators in the Survey of Consumer Expectations were also supportive of our expectation for continued disinflation as well. Transitioning to the monetary policy cycle, the labor indicators in the February NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey were generally supportive of our jobless recovery thesis. The wage and employment indicators in the February New York Fed Survey of Consumer Expectations were highly supportive of our jobless recovery thesis. As predicted, private sector wage growth is demonstrably underperforming survey-based measures of labor market slack. And part of the reason for that, that prediction and the reason we're observing that, in our opinion, is the fact that we think companies are lying about their demand for labor. I mean, if you look at job openings, I mean, we've had millions of job openings persistently for years, yet the labor market sucks. You know, I think the companies are, quite frankly, experimenting with AI. The AI companies themselves are experimenting with AI, and they're realizing that, hey, we probably don't need to go out and hire a bunch of people. But in order to not freak out our staff or send a negative message to the market or send a negative message to policymakers, let's just have a bunch of phantom job openings. But obviously the phantom job openings are, you know, being, I guess, snitched on in some degree by the dramatic underperformance of private sector wage growth in this current cycle. So, you know, I think we're right on jobless recovery, as we talked about in last Thursday and Friday's macro minutes. Highly recommend, if you've missed those macro minutes and you want to get up to speed on pretty much everything that matters in the labor market from the perspective of an investor or monetary policymaker, highly recommend you tune into those two macro minutes from last Thursday and last Friday. With respect to the fiscal policy cycle, liquidity cycles and positioning cycles, nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors. Continue reviewing to learn whether our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these or anticipated fundamental dynamics. Transitioning to our 42 micro dashboard, as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one's a not necessarily a question, but a wonderful comment that I thought was worth sharing. It says, I'm almost at my 1 year anniversary and I can't express my gratitude for DD and the 42 micro team. I assume he means enough. In April, 2025, I lost 15% of my portfolio and I was not a subscriber at the time, which was a horrible mistake. And I immediately signed up after my losses. Since then, I'm up 30% in my portfolio from the lows, which has netted me about an 11% gain from my stupid mistakes. I've now seen the light and this is the way. Thank you, Team 42. So just want to say thank you to the member of our global investor community for the incredibly kind compliment. But just want to remind you that, you know, we do all this fundamental research that we talk about in the executive summary and our lead off morning notes. And obviously we conclude our weekly around the horn presentations with a fundamental deep dive on everything that matters from the perspective of these cycles, those six key macro cycles that week. And then obviously we do our monthly macro scouting report, which, you know, we contend is still the best monthly presentation across all of Global Wall Street from the perspective of staying on the right side of macro market risk. Highly recommend you check that out. So usually somewhere between 125 and 150-ish slides of fundamental research. But we just want to remind investors that, you know, as much fundamental research as we do, none of this impacts our portfolios. The only reason we do fundamental research here at 42 Macro is to help our customers understand the full distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes, such that when our institutional grade quantitative risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, send out a systematic signal to take up or take down risk across, you know, in KISS's case, it's stocks, gold, Bitcoin, or cash. And in Dr. Mo's case, it's 70 different factors across all the major asset classes. Whenever they say, we want you to understand the full distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes, so that whenever that signal lands in your inbox, your SMS, you're comfortable and confident to execute to dispassionately execute the signal, because when you dispassionately execute our KISS and Dr. Mo's signals, this is the result. I mean, again, this person lost 15% of their portfolio prior to joining 42 Macro, joined 42 Macro, and inside of a year has regained 30%, has gained 30% of their portfolio. And this is the kind of outcome that, you know, we're super blessed to be able to deliver to thousands of investors in 80 plus countries around the world. I mean, if you take a look at our testimonials page, you know, just this is pretty consistent, the kind of feedback we get. So we're really grateful for the, you know, the wonderful, you know, performance that we're helping investors around the world achieve. Most importantly, we're grateful for the opportunity to help so many investors achieve their strategic investment objective, which I've argued for many years as a retail investor should be to retire on time and comfortably. A lot of retail investors don't want to optimize their investment process for retiring on time and comfortably. They'd rather optimize for, you know, overtrading their account or some other stuff that, you know, they're doing on Reddit or whatever. I'm not sure what they're doing out there. But the reality is, if you want to retire on time and comfortably, there's not a better place or better in global investor community in the world for you to join and participate in our KISS and Dr. Mo signal. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Wednesday, March 11, 2026. Best of luck out there today. I'm going to be offline tomorrow preparing our March 2026 macro scouting report. So we'll catch you back here on Friday. Everyone have a wonderful day out there. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.